Hey, welcome in. Time for a daily editorial for this Tuesday. I am happy to say that. Is today Tuesday or Wednesday? Today is Tuesday, correct?
No, it's actually Wednesday. I know, I'm a little behind myself.
You know, I just got a call from a short-term memory medical person, and I told her I really didn't think I needed any help. But geez, Jimmy, maybe I do. Okay, here we are on Wednesday. I want to talk a little bit, first of all, about just briefly about the COVID situation. It's becoming very obvious that the government is very definitely stressing booster shots, number one. And number two, it looks like the variant is going gangbusters in Israel. Just a comment on it, if you would, Jim.
So, yeah, I'm actually tired of hearing the pharmaceutical push and the most influencers out there, you know, the largest people who advertise in our markets and corporations are the eight of the top 10 advertisers are actually pharmaceuticals in the United States. They're pushing this booster.
Yep.
They're pushing a booster that is actually, you know, Pfizer, which is actually identified in the latest study as ineffective, a massive study, actually. And this is becoming surreal because the Delta variant death rate, according to the CDC, is flat because there's a lot more.
Right.
You know, we've got a lot of treatment options out there, and there's a lot of things. And yes, there is a spread, but oh, by the way, it's not that inconsistent as we've talked about from the beginning, from a very bad flu season.
Right.
But people are not dying as much. But boy, are we getting a lot of pressure, and it really the politics of now and the financial interests are
right
now not to be trusted. You can't really trust what's being said because they're so inconsistent at the CDC, Dr. Fauci, the administration. No one can really trust it. And
right,
so a lot of people just, it's even going to get worse. And when you compare that to some of the other decisions, the border decisions, what's happening in Afghanistan right now, you really have very little faith in this administration, this
I
regime.
Have, yeah, I couldn't agree with that more. Let me say one thing about the variant, though. My doctor, Larry, this is for you. My doctor, I just had a complete workup recently, and my doctor said, I definitely want you to take supplements, and these are the supplements I want you to take. And the head of the list was zinc, vitamin D, vitamin B, you know, and a strong multi. So the doctor who I am working with, who happens to be an East Indian woman who I now trust my life to, may not be part of the cabal that, Larry, that you've been talking about. Anyway, having said that, the main news about what's going on in Pakistan this morning had to do with retribution, et cetera, et cetera. Jim, you're on top of this very, very effectively. Give us your comments on Afghanistan, would you, bud?
Yeah, you bet. So there are a lot of problems that are continuing to arise. The State Department or the White House actually announced there's about 11,000 Americans outside of the wire at the Karzai International Airport, KIA, we call it a KIA, in an indefensible, excuse me, indefensible location inside Kabul. It's absolute chaos and mayhem. They're not getting enough people out. And the State Department and the Department of Defense say they have no plan to go out and try to help the other Americans that are locked down, that they're trusting the Taliban to let them come through. Well, here is the problem. The Taliban rule through fear and power. They're not that powerful and effective, though they were very quickly able to maneuver around forces, Afghan government forces that had no more logistics or air support after we pulled out rapidly. So that's a very difficult position for them to be able to manage. People are beginning, the seeds of independence and freedom were laid over the last 20 years, and now they're beginning to protest. They want their flag. They want independence. They want women's rights. The Taliban must control with their ideologies through power as they put more force on top of the people that have had a taste of freedom over the last 20 years, it's become more violent and deadly. They will blame the United States, and we have thousands of Americans stuck behind the lines that are going to be at risk. And it is an absolute tremendous embarrassment for this administration, the way they have managed it, in spite of them attempting to blame others for their absolute horrendous planning failures.
I would bring up one point, Jimmy, and that is if the Taliban doesn't shoot the people over who you're talking about that particular universe, if they don't kill those people, if they let them go, I think the Biden administration will probably look pretty good. But the question is, will the Taliban do that?
There's no way that the Biden, in my view, there's no way that the Biden administration will ever look good with
Okay,
this. No way. And that's just my opinion. Will they let them go? There will be people that will get out. There will be many Afghans that worked with U.S. forces, people that were committed that will not never get out. And there will be a continuation of violence and struggle because they will not be able to hold. They do not have, even though they have the weapons that we have, they don't have the resources. And what I expect to see very soon is a pushback from some of the other tribal leaders and some of the actual Afghan government forces that remain inside Afghanistan in the Panjshir province, which has not been taken over by the Taliban, not far from Kabul. And they have forces up there. They're regaining strength and trying to find a way that they can actively go against the Taliban rule. Now, this is going to be very interesting, and we could go back to a potential civil war very rapidly. This will not go away because of the instability for a long time. It will not go away for the Biden administration. It will continually be a sore, and there will be instances like the woman actually murdered in the street yesterday because she wasn't wearing a burqa, because of the shooting for people protesting, just putting up a flag, the Afghan flag, and at least 2 to 3 people were shot in the streets. This is going to continue to fester as the Taliban attempts to impress control upon the population, and a lot of them are going to push back. The United States will not be there, obviously, and under this administration to provide that support, but others in the region are afraid of the Taliban. They will push back in spite of the Pakistani support to the Taliban.
Common sense from Jim McKinney, and it's very definitely common sense. I have a tendency to agree that that could very easily happen. I will say this, that I think if the Taliban takes the action that Jim is predicting that they will take, they will be not shooting themselves in the foot, they will be cutting off their own heads. Jimmy, what do you think for a final word?
So I believe that we're going to see. I mean, it's very difficult to predict, the outcomes here, but I predict that the U.S. military will not be able to do a lot, and they will have to be the Taliban in order to clean the connection with the U.S. will actually continually, slowly collapse. They will lie to the international press. They've learned very well from the Obama and the Biden administration how to lie, and actually U.S. officials how to lie to the public. They've learned that, but their actions are going to be very restrictive. And I think as they close the down, they're going to not allow U.S. flights in. And I don't know how we'll be able to respond. The Biden administration is going to look very, very bad over a long period
In
of
terms of not allowing U.S.
time.
flights in, if those U.S. flights are for evacuation, that would be a travesty. If
And
those U.S. flights were to encourage tourism in Pakistan, I would have to say that whoever was on that plane was an imbecile. You got the
yeah,
final, you Jimmy,
yeah, I want
you got the final word.
yeah, the opportunity here, and I'm just going to do a little comparison. So what you see is the Taliban clamp down on protests. What you see is the Taliban beginning to pressure people that are against their even peacefully or even strongly against their iron-handed rule. How comparable, and they're shooting people. How comparable is that to the people that were protesting this Biden election in 2016, or I'm sorry, in 2020, January 6th of 2021, and now we've got people in indefinite internment in D.C. in U.S. custody. Over protesting, and we had 2 people that were actually killed by law enforcement officials, one shot and the other one crushed, in our riot here in the United States. How comparable is the Biden administration beginning to look like the Taliban?
Well, I don't support Biden, but but I think I really don't necessarily want to just focus on Biden. I want to focus on the Progressive Party, but everybody knows how I feel about that. Jimmy, always a pleasure. We're going to do this again tomorrow morning, or if anything comes up, we'll do it again at the end of the day. You guys, keep those comments coming. Thank you.